Hi, this is Mandeep Khera, Chief Marketing Officer for Sensic, and today I'll be talking about web application security trends and issues and what the future holds for us. So we've been continuing to see attacks against the websites through web applications, and that makes sense. We've had roughly about 60 to 70 and sometimes 80% of total vulnerabilities falling in the web application category. Network, for the most part, is very secure, with application firewalls, intrusion detection systems, IPS boxes, and all that. We've also seen, obviously, desktop pretty close to secure, although some hacks still continue to happen at that level. But web applications is the weakest link, as we all know. So that's where the hacking is happening, and it will continue to happen. We're seeing more and more from, not only for financial reasons, we'll continue to see more from cyber terrorism point of view. We've seen now attacks happening between countries, whether it's Iranian cyber army, between Russia and Georgia, and various other countries. So we'll continue to see that trend over the coming years. The problem is not getting solved. Most companies, most government agencies are still far from securing their applications. We just did a recent survey with Poneman Institute, and roughly about 73% of companies were hacked at least once in the last 24 months. And over 70% of companies are testing less than 10% of their applications. So it is truly like partial heart surgery. I mean, so we know we have a problem in all arteries, and we're fixing just one artery. So because of that, it's the lowest hanging fruit for hackers, and they'll continue to attack. So what holds for us in the future? So not only will continue to see more attacks at the web layer, we'll also see more on the mobile application side. So we're seeing, as with iPhones and Android and other handheld devices, getting more adapt to web, you'll see people using more and more web applications through the through these phone devices, and that's where the hackers are going to attack. So that'll become even a weaker link. So that'll become a bigger challenge for companies to handle. So how do we solve this problem? So clearly, regulations is one thing that we've looked at. Different regulations have tried to enforce some aspects of application security. PCI, or payment card industry, is probably the best one that we can talk about. PCI, with the last version, enforced even more that companies need to do a lot more for application security. Specifically, for example, PCI 6.6, which has become a key for application security. The problem is, so why aren't people doing it? Because they brought down the regulation down to tier 4 merchants. So why is it that most companies are still not securing their applications? The problem is enforcement. So PCI Council sets the standard. Visa, MasterCard, and other credit companies are driving that standard, but the enforcement is done at the bank level, at the acquiring bank level, and that enforcement is not happening on a regular basis, so there are not enough penalties, or maybe there should be some bonus for that, for companies that are compliant, and that is not happening, and that's why we'll continue to see that issue for a while. So we think there will be a federal regulation, and there'll be some other regulations focusing more and more on web application security. What we tell companies, and we find that a lot of companies are intimidated by application security because they think it's a huge mammoth problem that they can't solve, which is not true anymore. You can start testing your application at a pretty reasonable level. So, for example, we launched our cloud offering last year, which was targeted at the SMB market, which frankly, you can start really at $399 per application, so it's very affordable. And even for PCI 6.6, you can get it done for $2,000 per application. So it's a very easy fix. At least start testing those applications. And then the issue is, obviously, you'll find vulnerabilities, and how do you fix them? So we announced this whole program called ABC of Application Security, so which stands for Assess, Block, and Correct. So the whole idea is you assess your applications, you look for vulnerabilities. You know you're going to take a few months to fix them, whether you yourself or your external company that's developing for you. So you block it with a web application firewall. So Sensic already integrates with WAFs to help companies block those vulnerabilities until they have time to fix those vulnerabilities. So that's the correct part. So those are the three components that obviously we're pushing for it, and we're also recommending to all customers to test all their applications, not just partial applications, So you can do health check on all. Then you can go deeper dive on the applications that are more critical or have more problems. And then you can even go deeper for more critical apps. So you kind of prioritize, and then you prioritize the vulnerabilities. So that's the right approach. We have the Poneman study and our e-books on ABC for application security, as well as CSO primer in general, on our websites on sensic.com. We have a blog, blog.sensic.com, where we post a lot of these interesting facts. If you want to follow me on Twitter, my Twitter is @appsecurity, and I post all kinds of hacking news and other industry trends. So please come and join me there. Thanks very much for your time.